we're holding on page 78 on the top, Ois Einbund. Still in the middle of talking about tshuva. The Gemara says, "Amar de shlokish gedola tshuva. Tshuva is a great thing. Shes donas nasis lahem uloy kitshgaris. The deliberate averus that a person did become like inadvertent averus." So in other words, the idea is Hashem considers as though the person did it because he didn't know better. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha, return Yisrael until Hashem your God, which we learned yesterday, ad meant that Shuva goes all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod, ki chashalta ba'avinecha, because you've stumbled in your sin. Now, what is the definition of oven? We learned earlier in the Masechta, ha'oven mezu. The word oven is defined as things that are done with mezu. We said you have chet, oven, and pesha. Chet is inadvertent. Oven is deliberate, pesha is rebellious. So oven is, by definition, mezid, because of michshel, and yet the pasuk is calling it michshel as though it was only a stumbling, like the person didn't know better. So that's what it means. Shuva Yisrael. The people do tshuva, and Hashem considers it as though it was only an inadvertent aveda, as though that's just like they stumbled because they didn't know better. So the Gemara asks, Amy, is that so, that it only becomes like a shgaga? Tshuva is a tremendous thing that a person's aveiros can actually become for him like mitzvahs. Shenemar, you have another pasuk of a shuv rosha mirish osev gomer, when a rosha goes back from his wicked ways, and the pasuk continues, aleihem hu yichya, on them he will live, which implies on them, on everything that he did that's described in the previous psukim, nevertheless, because of those he lives. So that means that they become schosim, because a person's not going to live because of having done aveiros b'shogeg. So what is it? Is it only they become like shgagas, or is it they become like zachis? And the answer is like pasha, kan me'ava, kan me'ira. It depends, similar to what we learned yesterday, it depends whether he does tshuva based on ava of Hashem or based on yira. Where tshuva me'ava is much greater, and it turns the averus into zachis. Now, how does that work? A lot of mephoshim have a lot. All the mephoshim and many different svarim deal with the question: how on earth could that be? As Mar Shofway says, don't you have then choita nisker? It comes out then that the choita has gained something from it. He did an aveda, and the result is he's gaining schosim. So how does such a thing even work? So Mar Shofway explains, because when he's doing tshuva me'ava, then he's doing much more mitzvahs than should have been necessary to make up for that aveda. So when we say nasim lekezochius, what we mean is because it's because of that avera that now, because of this tshuva that he's doing, that now he does extra mitzvahs. And the pasuk in fact mentions, the Gemara had left out the words in the middle of the pasuk, but also mishpat utzdaka. But Maharsha explains that's what it means. He does extra mishpat and extra tzedaka more than he did before, and because of that choya yichya, because of that now the whole thing turns into zochius for him. And there's many other explanations about it. Anaf Yosef makes a point over here, brings from the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, that by doing an Aveda, he created a bad Malach, who was a Makatrig. Now when he does Tshuva Me'ava, so that takes away that power of evil from that Malach, and now makes it that, now on the contrary, this Malach ends up getting infused with Kedusha. So now he becomes Malamed Schus on the person. So literally the Zodin becomes a Zochi, becomes a Schus, because the very same Malach that he created now turns into a source of Schus for him. Eitz Yosef brings another point as well, because when there's Tshuva Me'ava, there's Machshava and Maisa, and therefore Machshava Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mitzayah for the Maisa, and the Maisa makes up for the Maisa of the Aveda. There was no, the Machshava of the Aveda, Hashem doesn't necessarily hold against him, because we say Machshava Ra, Hashem doesn't generally count Machshava Ra as part of the Aveda. So therefore it comes out, you only have a Maisa, which is counteracted by the Maisa of the Mitzvah, and then you have on top of that the Machshava, which gets combined with it, and therefore now you have something greater, and it's not some like his office. In many places in Chassidus, it talks about the idea, because you have Yisro and Aor Mitoch HaChoshech, the darkness itself being transformed into light is a much more powerful thing, and therefore it has the ability to reach even beyond the whole concept of Zochius, and therefore it can reach to a level at which the same Ashpah can come down Milamayla in a way of Zochius, where before it was coming down, before it was being used to feed the Klippus, and now instead that same Shefa, Milamayla, Lamaila is now going, that same Ova Lamaila is now going and being used to feed Kedusha, and in that sense of then Struma Me'ava accomplishes that, goes beyond all those limitations, and therefore it becomes Mizafius. Therefore it becomes Kizafius, rather. Okay. The Gemara continues, Omen of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omen of Genesin, V'doi lo tshuva. Tshuva is a tremendous thing. Shema'areches yomav u'shnoisev shal adam. It lengthens a person's days and years. Shenema, you have in the same, you have Yechezkel in two major places, and say for Yechezkel, he talks about the importance of tshuva. We quote Sukkim from both of them in Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur. So the pasuk says, "V'shuv mit Rosha mit Rishos." So when the Rosha turns back from his Rishos, "Choyo Yichyo, Hu Yichyo." There was slightly different Sukkim, but he will live. So therefore, so we see, in other words, that the pasuk is saying that he's going to live in a way that he wouldn't have, in a way that he wouldn't have before. So that's the idea. In other words, that now, now the, again, the idea is that the schus of his tshuva makes that now he has more, he's going to live longer than he would have before. The Rif points out, since it says choyo yichya, a double expression, then it means that he's going to have, besides the original amount of years that Hashem decided for him, now he's going to have extra years because of that, because of the schusim that he had. Ion Yaakov points out it also means in olam hazeh and olam haba. There's an interesting explanation also, I think, from the Vilna Gaon that says that the when we say Ma'areches Yomu Mishnos of Shel Adam, it means in the sense that the life that he was living up until now as a Rosha is not really considered a life. Because true life is only when a person is connected with the Eidoshet. So therefore, when he does tshuva and redeems and then turns over on his mahapach all of those years before, now he has years of life that he never even experienced before. And in that sense, the Ma'areches Yomav Shnoisev, not just it extends it, in other words, for the future, but it extends it back in the past. In that connection, there's a Chassidish story with someone, it might have been Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Radichev, I don't remember, who sees in Shemayim that they're judging two people. I think I may have told this before in this year. One of them is an old person, and they call him a younger man, and the other one is a young person, and they respect him as an older person. And he asks what's going on, and they tell him because the first one wasted most of his life, so in terms of the actual years that he accomplished, it was very little, and the other one the other way around. So here we're saying you have a person who lived much of his life as a Rosha, and now he transforms all those years in the past, and now in that sense, he's older now than he was before. Continues the Gemara, Amr of Yitzchak, Amri b'mar Rava. And Marsha mentions in this connection, by the way, also you have the pasuk at the beginning of that Torah of Nachmu, where the Hashem tells the Navi, "Dabar al Lev Yerushalayim v'kiru eleha, ki molotzva, her time has been filled up, ki nirtza avoyna, her oven has been nirtza." Now, on the face of it, nirtza means desire. What do you mean? Hashem doesn't desire the oven, and then it continues, "Ki lacham yad Hashem kiflayim b'chol hadeseha." So what it means is that Hashem, because they've done tshuva, me'ava, therefore, now the result is, now Hashem wants those avonis, because now they become zachias, and therefore, lokha, now she's taken a double amount of schar, kiflayim b'chol hadeseha, because the chatoim themselves have become zchusim. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ami Mar Rava Mishmei de Rava or de Rabba Bar Mori, Boyur E, Shaloik Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Come and see that the way that Hashem does things is not like the way a Basav Adam does things. Midas Basav Adam, Odom Maknet is Havera B'dvarim, among Basav Adam, one person upsets or angers or harasses or whatever, one of Maknet has a range of meanings that mean basically to be a bothersome, quarrelsome kind of person. So he does that to somebody else with words, so, and it's only words, in other words. All he did is he spoke in a mean way to him, for example. Sopik mispais menu bidvarim, sopik mispais menu bamamun, or sopik in mispais bidvarim. You have a sopik. Is the person going, well, first, sopik mispais menu, sopik in mispais menu. Is the person even going to be appeased? If you go and ask him, mechila, is he even going to be appeased and say, okay, I'm willing to forgive and forget, or not? The Tim Salomon is spies man, and even if he's willing to accept the apology, the word mispias, it actually points out, mekabel hemenu piyusin. It means, in other words, that he's willing to accept your apology and then to let things go. So it's a suffix whether he's going to do that. and even the Timtalim and Mispais Menu, even if he is willing to do that, Suffolk Mispais Menu with Dvarim, Suffolk Mispais Menu with Mammon, or different gears, Suffolk and Mispais with Dvarim. You never know. Is he going to consider words enough? Is he going to demand Mammon? There could be an actual case, for example, where one person uses another one words that actually calls him a financial loss or something, and therefore he'd be within his rights, Safi Alacha, to demand payment for that. Or even you have, for example, it could cause Boshes, and the other guy might be responsible to pay Boshes. What? Yeah, we're learning about it currently in Rambam, yeah. So would he accept words, or is he not going to accept words? Is he going to demand something more than that? Avo midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't a king, but Hashem is not like that. Odom over Aveda Basesa, a person does an Aveda in secret, mispais men of Dvarim, and Hashem is willing to accept his words of tshuva as that, his words of vidui as enough. Now, why are we mentioning Baseser? Marsha points out, because if it was Begolui, then the man has to get some kind of punishment as well, depending on what kind of Aveda it was. So we can't say as a blanket statement that when he does Begolui, then it means that Hashem is necessarily going to accept only Dvarim. The fact is, there may have to be a punishment as part of it as well, but when it's Baseser, by definition, that means there are no Edim or no anything, therefore there's going to be no punishment, therefore Tshuva is enough. Other Mephoshim talk about, on the contrary, the idea might be that it means even Baseser, even though famously the Gemara tells us we have it coming up in Ein Yaakov in another week and a half, that a person does an Aveda Baseser is in a way a more serious thing, because it shows that he's afraid of Bus of Adam, but he's not afraid of the Eibishter. If he does the Golui, okay, it means he doesn't have respect for anybody, but like this, when he does Baseser, it shows that he's putting the covered of Bus of Adam ahead of the covered of Hashem. Even in such a case, Hashem is willing to accept the struggle. So according to that, it's sort of the opposite of the deal. Not only if he does Baseser, but even if he does Baseser. Anyway. So Shenema, as the pasuk says, Churi Machim Dvarim B'Shuvu El Hashem. The Navi says in Hashem's name, take with you words and return to Hashem. So all Hashem wants from you is words, obviously words that are backed up by a feeling, but in other words, Hashem is not demanding necessarily mamun or anything like that. V'loy oyd el Hashem machzik loy toiva. Not only that, Hashem acts as though the person is doing him a favor by doing tshuva. Shenema, as the same pasuk continues, V'kach toiv, and take good. So in other words, the Navi is telling us in Hashem's name that you do tshuva, and I'm going to take it as a good thing that you did for me. V'loy oid, ela shedoyma k'misha bonim mizbeach v'hikruv olav korban. Also, Hashem considers it as though he built a mizbeach and brought a korban, or the girsa in the printed Gemara, shemala olav akosav kilu hikruv olav korban. Hashem considers it as though he brought a korban to Hashem. Shenema, as the pasuk continues, or neshama forim sfasenu. We will pay with our lips instead of the bulls. So like this, there are cases where a person might have to bring a korban to get back in Hashem's good graces, but Hashem is saying, I don't necessarily need that. Tshuva is enough, but as Alter Rebbe talks about it in the first two parakim of Igeres HaTshuva, the first three parakim, that the ikur mitzvah HaTshuva, he has zivas achet dovah. The primary concept of tshuva is abandoning the chet that the person says vidui and resolves that he's never going to do the chet again. A person might bring dorin la'achas shiritzah praklit, then you might have an additional gift that he wants to give to Hashem, which in the times of the Beis Mikdash would be a korban, and then in later times is fasting, and in later times the Alter Rebbe says it's tzedakah. But fundamentally, Hashem is saying, I don't require that. It's just that you should be back in favor with me for that. Just dvorim is enough. Neshama forim sfasenu, and it's considered just that we spoke it with our lips, and it's considered instead of bulls. Neshama terma porei choyva. So you're going to say, okay, so maybe what Hashem means, in other words, is we're talking about this only works when a person did an aveda b'shoyding, for which he would bring a korban. And when there's very few cases where a person brings an aveda, where a person brings a korban for an aveda b'mezid. So maybe the pasuk is implying if the person did an aveda b'shoigig, then fine, Hashem is willing to accept verbal tshuva in place of the korban that he would have otherwise had to bring. But if he did b'mezid, where there's no korban in the first place, maybe Hashem is not willing to accept tshuva. Talmud Lomar, no. Therefore, the next pasuk continues. Oh, you have a nedava. Hashem says, I will love them like a free, like a nedava, like a free gift. So in other words, I'm going to consider as though you didn't have to bring a korban at all. You will just want to bring a free gift to me, and I'll accept the tshuva as that free gift. So we're talking about even where the person is not wouldn't have been required to bring a korban, and nevertheless Hashem accepts his tshuva. So, and Marashah says, that means, well, again, we're talking about Tshuva Me'ava, whereas Donis Nasu Kizachias. So therefore, if he had done only Tshuva Me'ira, then yeah, Hashem would say, in a certain sense, you're still obligated to bring a Korban, because the fact is, now I'll consider you Mazed as though it was a Shogig, and in principle, you would have to bring a Korban for that. Because you're doing Tshuva Me'ava, though, therefore, I'm going to accept it as though the whole thing is in the Dabba, as though you're not obligated to bring any Korban at all. Continues the Gemara. Omer Mazutri about Tshuva Omer Rav, or different gears to Tanya Hoyer Meirim. Gedolim LaTshuva. Tshuva is a tremendous thing. Shafilu or Shavishvil Yochid Shalsa Tshuva, because of one individual who does Tshuva, Moichlan Loy L'Chol Olam, Hashem forgives him and the entire world. Shenema is the positive airport from the Psukim in Hosea that we're bringing. Incidentally, worth mentioning in this connection, by the way, the Medrash says that this is a major nevuah about the power of tshuva. We lay it on Shabbos tshuva appropriately enough. Why dafka did Hashem give that nevuah to Hosea? And the Medrash explains because Hosea was from Shevet Reuven. Reuven was the first one to go and publicly do tshuva for the whole matter of Bilhah's bed. So therefore, that is it with Yaakov's bed and Bilhah's tent. That's why he did that. He was the first one to do Tshuva Barabin like that. Therefore, the Eidishter gave his descendant, Hosea ben Be'eri, the schus to be the one to say the nevuah about what Tshuva is and how Hashem is ready to accept it. So the Navi says, Erpo Meshuvasam, Hashem says, I'll heal their stubbornness, their backsliding. Oy Habeim Nedava, I will love them as Nedava, as a free will thing, like we just said. Ki Shav Api Mimenu, because Hashem says, because my anger has turned away from him. Now, the beginning of the Pasuk is in plural. Erpo Meshuvasam, Oy Habeim Nedava. And then all of a sudden, it switches to singular. Mimenu, Mehem Loinem, or it doesn't say from them, Elamimenu, from him. So that means one person alone doing tshuva is enough that Hashem will forgive the whole world for it. Now, how can that be? So Marsha explains, based on the famous Gemara and the famous Rambam, which the Rebbe quoted innumerable times about the person always has to consider the whole world and himself, chetzi yezakeh v'chetzi yechayev. So one person does a mitzvah, then he inclines the whole world to tzad schus. So again, the person does tshuva me'ava, so now he's created a new schus, where before there was an aveda, and now therefore he's the one inclining the whole world to the tzad of schus, the goram lo lahem, tshuva atzalah, as the Rambam phrases it. And therefore, by the way, there are other Gersois that have, there's a Saviyat of Rambam, which the Rebbe also quoted a couple of times in Sichas, that says, V'gorem lev lahem tshuva v'atzlocha, instead of atzola. There's a younger man here in town who works at Hanochas Lahat, who recently brought that to my attention. So Marashah says that's what it means, that one person doing tshuva, the Eibushter can forgive the whole world, because we're talking about that case where the world was exactly balanced and now he created one new mitzvah. Yad Yosef brings another point over here as well. What it means is, in other words, like this, so like this, when he had done an avera, everybody else has a degree of responsibility for it. When he does tshuva, he takes that responsibility off them, therefore he makes that now the Eibushter is able to forgive them for the avera that he'd done, which they had the ability to prevent and they hadn't. So in that sense also, that's what we're saying, that Hashem forgives the whole world on his account, meaning that Hashem forgives the avevos that they would have had on, that they would have had for him. The Gemara continues, Hechi Dami Baal Tshuva. What exactly is the definition of a Baal Tshuva? Meaning, in other words, there's obviously many different degrees of Tshuva, and the fact is you can have even a person, for example, does Tshuva on his deathbed, then it's also a Tshuva, and the Rambam does stress that the Eibushter does accept it even at the last moment. But what is like the highest level of a Baal Tshuva? Amr of Yehuda, convention, Bud, Vara, Vera, Liyore, Pam, Rishon, Oshnia, for he had the opportunity to do the very same Avera that he was already Nichshel in before, and he had a chance to do it once, twice, or Pirish, and he withdraws, or Venitzal Hemena, the other gear says, Venitzal Hemena, that he was saved from doing it. He was saved from his Yetzirah. So his Yetzer Hara now is much more powerful on this because he's done the same Aveda again and again. And as Gemara points out in various places, we're going to have it later on in the Sugya as well, that when a person does an Aveda over and over, then it becomes keheter to him, and he starts feeling like it's mutter altogether. So now when he does the opposite, now when he withholds from that Aveda a couple of times, then now you know that he's a real Baal Tshuva. by the way, this has implications in halacha as well. And the Alter Rebbe mentions that also in the Geras HaTshuva. You have, for example, a person, you have a case, for example, where a person is posel la'edus because of one or another aveda that he did. And you have examples that it mentions in Shulchan Aruch, in the Choshen Mishpat, where, for example, let's say the person is also to, is posel la'edus because he was gambling. So then, so the deal is once he breaks the dice or whatever it is that he's used for gambling and resolved that he's not even going to gamble even without money, then you know that he's done Shuvah. And similarly with all the other examples that it brings over there. So this is what we mean over here. He has the opportunity twice to do the same Aveira and he holds himself back. Machvi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda made a motion with his hand to signal. What do we mean? Dvar Aveira. We mean ba'osei makam. He's in the same place as he was before. Or ba'osei isha. The same woman is available with whom, let's say. So let's say we're talking about a matter of znus. So previously he'd been mezana with this woman, and she's available again. Or ba'osei perek, and it's at the same time. Rashi implies that by the same time we mean the same time of year. Because the idea is that, in other words, different times of year, a person has different tithes. So if he has all of those factors together, and it would be very easy for him to do the Aveira, and yet he holds himself back, that shows that he's a real Baal Teshuva. Another explanation of Voset Perek means at the same stage of his life. And the Rambam mentions, for example, let's say you have, again, talking about Znus, for example, a person does Teshuva on it when he's young and still healthy and strong and capable of being involved in that, then that's a much more powerful Teshuva than the kind that the guy might do when he's 60 or 70 and barely has the strength for that kind of thing anyhow. The Eibishter will still accept that second kind of Teshuva as well, but the first kind is a much more powerful one. By the way, when we say the same woman, Anaf Yosef points out, we don't mean, for example, that the guy should actually be misyachid, should be in yichud with this woman again, and hold himself back. Chas v'shalom, he might be nichshol again, and besides that itself is an issue. It just means that if she were to be available with him in yichud, he would still hold himself back, but not that he's actually going to seek out such an opportunity. And the idea is, again, first of all, it means because his Yetzirah is much more powerful because of the same circumstances and the same woman and so forth. It also means he has much more of an opportunity. He knows, for example, if he were to tell her, let's do it, then she would be agreeable. After all, she was before, and yet he holds himself back and doesn't proposition her. So again, that shows that he's done real truth. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Rav pointed out a contradiction between Psukim. One Pasuk says in Mishlei, a person who covers up his Averis will not be successful. He tries to cover up and hide his Averis. He won't be successful. Rather, the one who says Vidui and abandons his Averis, the Pasuk finishes off Yerucham, and Hashem will have Rachmanus on him. You have a Pasuk in Tehillim. Ashrei Nesui Pesha. Happy is the person whose Pesha has been lifted off, has been forgiven. Nesui Chata. The ones whose Chet is covered. So what is it? Meaning that it wasn't revealed. So what is it? Should he publicize the Averis that he did, or should he not? And the answer is, like Kasha, kan b'chet mefursim, kan b'chet shein mefursim. It depends whether we're talking about an Avera that's known, that's well known that he did, versus one that not. So when it's already well known that he did it, he might as well admit it publicly and not be embarrassed to admit it. Because everybody knows about it anyway, it's not going to make any more of a chil Hashem than it already did. As opposed to, if it's something not mefursim, then it would actually be more covered to Hashem to keep it hidden, in the sense that Rashi says, the more a person does Avedas for Fahesia, the more it impinges on Kvod Shamayim, because it makes other people think that maybe this is a good idea to do. So therefore, that kind of case, where it's not mefursim, then he shouldn't publicize it. In fact, Marsha says, that's why you have the expression, mechaseh psha of lo yatzliach. So we're saying that it's psha, why we're calling it psha of is it's his rebelliousness, but we mean, in other words, it wasn't so he did it openly, rebelliously against Hashem. That's what we're going to say, machas psha of lo yatzliach. As opposed to the pasuk from Tilim is called ksui chata, we're calling it a chet in the sense that it's similar to, it's almost like a shoyi. So that kind was saying, and that kind he'd be better off covering up. Rav Zutra bat Tuvya Omer Rav Nachman, there's a different answer. Kan ba'averus from an onol makim, kan ba'averus from an onol machaver. It depends whether we're talking about an avera ben onol makim versus ben onol machaver. So ben onol machaver, Rashi explains, better he should publicize it in order that people will ask that person to be moichel him. As averus from an onol makim, he shouldn't necessarily do that. So you have different understandings among the Rishonim. Are these two answers disagreeing with each other? Are they complementing each other? Maybe we would say that a person should be publicizing as Averis only if they were being other Machaveri and that they're already before some. In Shulchan Aruch, actually, it brings only the first opinion that it's a difference between chet mefursam and chet she'ein mefursam. So in short, in other words, when it's a chet mefursam, when it's something that's known that he did, then he may as well publicize it and for example, say vidui about it publicly. When not, then not. One thing it does mention in Shulchan Aruch is the we're talking about a person's own personal vidui in his own words. You have, let's say, for example, al chet that we say on Yom Kippur. That's a standard nusach. That's not considered a publicizing of that day, just because everybody's saying the same thing anyway. So there's no problem saying that out loud. The Gemara continues, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Ova Adam Aveira Pam Rishona, when a person has done an Aveira the first time, Mochel and Loi, then Hashem forgives him for it. Shnia, he does it a second time as well, Mochel and Loi, then Hashem forgives him. Shlishis Mochel and Loi, even the third time, Hashem will forgive him. Revius Ein Mochel and Loi, once he gets to the fourth time, then Hashem won't forgive him, without trouble. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem al Shloisha Pishe Yisrael for three averus of the Jewish people, Baal Arba, and for a fourth one, Lo Yashivenu, I won't withhold them. In other words, I'm going to bring punishment. So the Navi is saying the Jewish people have done three averus. I'm willing to, and not just the Jewish people. Yeah, man, the Navi mentions over there about various other Lahavdil, various other Goyish nations around the Eretz Yisrael, where each one Hashem uses that expression al Shloisha Baal Arba. So therefore, so by the time it comes to the fourth one, then it's not good enough.
After three times.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. But Omer, and you have another pasuk, Hain Kol Ela Yifal Kael, Elihu says to Eov in one of his speeches, he says, all of these things Hashem does, where Elihu has previously described the pesukim that we say by Kaparis, where a person may be very, very sick, and then you have Malachim speak up in his defense and so forth. So Hashem will do this all, Kamayim Sholish in Gover, two or three times with a person, implying, but not more than three. Beyond three, you need something more than that. So the Gemara says, "My va'omer." Why does it need to say va'omer? Why do we need the second pasuk? Because v'chitemer, if you only had the first pasuk, you would think hani mitu b'tzibur. Maybe by the tzibur, Hashem was willing to give them a break until the fourth time. Avu b'yochid loy, maybe not by a yochid, because he has fewer zchusim. Toshma hein kolili yifalkev ha'mayim shalosh and gover, where that pasuk is talking about an individual person, and we still see that Hashem is willing to forgive him the first three times. Now, what are we talking about over here? Maushah points out, you have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that talks about the concept of Mavi Rishon Rishon. You say it in there, when we say Keil Melech, in Slichas, we mention Mavi Rishon Rishon, that Hashem takes away the first Aveira, the first Aveiras. And the Gemara explains there the same thing. In other words, that Hashem, that the first couple of Aveiras, Hashem doesn't count them towards the total. So he points out the Rif combines together that Gemara with this one, implying that it's all talking about the same point. However, Marashah says, the fact is, it's two different sugyas, and each one is giving different psukim. And also, the expression Mavi Rishon Rishon is not the same thing as being moichel to him. So no, Marashah says that actually these are two different things. Here we're talking about where he's done the same aveir repeatedly. So Hashem can forgive him up to and including the first three times that he did the Aveira, then Hashem will forgive him more easily. Once he does it the fourth time, then already it's a more serious thing, and then he's going to need a more serious truva to clean it up. The one in Rosh Hashanah is talking about multiple different Aveiras. So Hashem is counting up the Aveiras. So Hashem will take off the first couple of Aveiras and not count them to the total. And as the Gemara discusses over there, we're showing him explain, we'll get to it when we get to Masechta Rosh Hashanah a couple of months from now, Be'ez Hashem, for example, the way that Rambam describes it, if at the end, after those first few Averis being removed, the person comes out exactly half and half, then Hashem won't put those back on the scale and he'll judge him as a baby, as opposed to if anyway he's weighted down to the side of Averis, then those three go back on the scale anyway. The point is, Marshall is saying this is a different thing than it's talking about over there. There it's talking about separate Averis. Here we're talking about the same Avera repeated several times. With that said, though, Rishonim also have a different, a number of Rishonim have a different girsa over here. The Rif and the Rambam have a different girsa over here, that what the Gemara is saying is that with a Yochid, Hashem will only give him a break the first two times. The third time already gets more serious, as opposed to with a Tzibur, because a Tzibur has more Schosim, therefore Hashem will give them a break the third time as well, and only as the Navi, as Omei says, only the fourth time already are they in trouble. This fits that Gersa also fits better with the Zoyar that the Alter Rebbe brings in the Gersa Truva over there, that says that the first two times you have the beginning of a stain over there, and then the third time it already penetrates through from end to end, so therefore the third time already is much more serious, and the Alter Rebbe discusses over there the point that that's why you have the Hachra, the accepted compromise between how many times should a person have to fast for various Averis, is three times for each one, is based on that concept. So that fits with the Girsa of the Rif and the Rambam over here, that the Yochid, the third time already, he's in trouble, and the Tzibur, the fourth time. Yeah. Worth mentioning, and incidentally, in this connection, and the Ramban has a very interesting explanation of this Yifal Kain and Kalela, Yifal Kael Pamayim Shalosh and Gavir. He explains that many of the psukim before that in Elihu's speech are also talking about the whole concept of Gilgul Neshamas. He explains that the whole thing when you're describing the person is sick and then he comes alive again, we're not just talking on the simple level that a person was sick and Hashem has rachmanis and helps him recover. We're also talking about on a different level where Hashem sends down his neshama again to redo what it did in the first two times. So, hein kolele, yifal kel, pamayim shalosh and gavur, Hashem will do that two or three times as necessary that the person will come back in a gilgul to fix up what he couldn't accomplish the first couple of times. The Gemara continues, Tanan Abanan, Averis Sheis Vade Alein Yom Kippurim Zeh, when you have Averis that a person said Vidui on one Yom Kippur, Lo Yis Vade Alein Yom Kippurim Acher, he should not be saying Vidui for the same Averis the next Yom Kippur. The Imshonavahan, now if he repeated the Avera, so she's Vade Alein Yom Kippurim Acher, then he should be Misvade for them, because now it's a new Avera that he did. But if he never does that Avera between one Yom Kippur and the next, then he should not be saying it the next Yom Kippur. The Imloy Shonavahan Bechozavis Vade Alein, if he didn't repeat it, and he goes and says Vidui on it again, all of our Kosovimer, that's the kind of person the Pasuk describes with the words, Kekelav Shoval Kei, like a dog that returns to its vomit, still Shonavi Ivaltoi, is like a fool that returns and does his foolish thing again. So in other words, the point is, in other words, after all, what does it mean when a dog throws up something? It means it's miustated. It's disgusting. So we're not talking about just when the person repeats the Aveda again, because then you can't compare it to vomit, because the fact is he didn't vomit it up. He wasn't repulsed by it. So we have to be talking about something that he is repelled by it, namely that he did Tshuva for it and said Vidui for it, and he's still saying Vidui again as though he doesn't believe that Hashem actually forgave him. So therefore, so Shlomo HaMelech is criticizing such a person. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, on the contrary, for him to repeat his vidui is a praiseworthy thing. Shenema, as Dovin HaMelech says, Kif Shoy Ani Eda, I know my rebellious Averis, V'chatosi Negdi Samid, and my Averis, and my Chatoi, my inadvertent Averis, are constantly in front of me. Meaning, Marashah says, in other words, that, look, I did Pshai, now I did Tshuva, so now I did Tshuva, but not necessarily Tshuva Me'ava, maybe only Tshuva Me'ira, therefore they became like Shgogas. Now I constantly have them in front of me, and I have to say Vidui for them like I would for any other Shogun. So we see, in other words, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you should be Misvada again and again for him. Ella, so he says, Mani Makayim Kekelav Shavakei, right? So what does that Pasuk Kekelav Shavakei refer to? It doesn't refer to the person who says vidui and then does the vidui again. It means kidder of hun. It means we have to understand it the way Rav Huna explained it. The Amar Rav Huna, Kivin Sha'over Odom Avera, Vashonaba, once a person did an Avera and repeated it, Hutra Loi, then that Avera becomes Mutter for him. So in other words, Marashah says, now we have to understand that what we mean is, in other words, it is Kekelav Shavar Kei, in other words, what happens when the dog returns to its vomit means it doesn't consider it disgusting after all, even though it threw it up. Nevertheless, it doesn't consider it disgusting and goes right back to it. So here we're talking about a person, he doesn't consider the Aveda that he did disgusting, and he does it again. So the Gemara asks, Hutra Loi Sakadaidach, what do you mean? It becomes Mutter for him. The fact is, it's also what it means is he feels as though now it's a heter to him. So therefore, so that's called Kekelav Shavakei when he repeats the same Avera again. there's a vote from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that says that, and then if the person does it a third time, then he feels like it's a mitzvah. There's also an interesting explanation. There's a Musudit explanation, might be from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I don't remember, who says every time the Gemara quotes this vort from Reb Huna, and it's quoted in a lot of places in Shas, in Yad Yosef over here, it quotes no less than six other places in Shas where it says this. And every time the Gemara always quotes it Hutrulai and asks, what do you mean Hutrulai? Ela ema nasas like a heter. Why does the Gemara do that? Why not just say straight out nasas like a heter? The reason is, he says, because when the Gemara asks it as a question, when the Gemara states it as a, like a strange sounding thing, and you jump up and ask, how could that be? What do you mean, Hutrulai? That itself helps fix it more in your brain that this is what it means. If you just said it straight out, it wouldn't be that real to you. So the question is, should you repeat the vidui again or not? So in general, we say Mishnah Srebelez Ben Yaakov Kav Ben Noki, and we do usually pass them, like in the halacha is in this case, Gordon Shulchan Aruch, even though you were misvada one time, you should be misvada on it again, because v'chatosi negdi samid. Now, as the Alter Rebbe points out in the end of the Geras HaTshuva, v'chatosi negdi samid, the word negdi actually means opposite, means you have to realize the Aveda is far away from you. Don't get depressed over the fact that you did it and think that Tshuva is impossible or something, but nevertheless, you still keep it in mind, and the Alter Rebbe points out that way also when a person suffers Yisurim, then he's more likely to realize, after all, I realize there are Avedas of mine that need cleaning up, and there's no reason to complain, etc. So it has that benefit. The Gemara continues. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, v'tzorich odem l'faret es achet. When a person is saying vidui, he has to specifically mention the individual chet that he did. It's not enough to just say chotosi. He actually has to say chotosi avisi pashayti, whatever, and I did such and such. Shenema, as we find when Moshe says vidui on behalf of the Jewish people. Ona chota amazech atogdola, please Hashem, I beg of you, Hashem, this people have done a great sin, and they made for them a golden god. So we see that you have to actually mention the Aveda specifically. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says you don't need to. The same pasuk that we quoted before, that says happy is the person whose Aveda has been forgiven, whose chet is covered up. Marsha points out, before we said that once a chet before some, you should say vidui on it, and here, the Ava was pretty before some, the whole Jewish people were there. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need to necessarily, first of all, maybe he holds like the second version over there, that the difference is Bein Adam Lamakim versus Bein Adam Lachavera, and the chet to Ava was Bein Adam Lamakim, or Marsha says he may say, sure, you have to say vidui on it, and maybe even publicly, like we said, but not necessarily that you have to actually specify the actual chet. So he says, Elamani Matayim Vayasa Lehem Lekezov. So why does Moshe mention that point? Fakir, Rabbi Akiva says, he's not coming to say it as part of the vidui. He's saying it as a limud schus on the Jewish people. He did Rabbi Yana. He's saying it like what Rabbi Yana explains. Rabbi Yana, Omer Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesef Vezov Sheishpaita Lehem LeYisrael, because of the huge amount of gold and silver that you bestowed on the Jewish people from the Bizeh of Mitzrayim and the Bizeh of Yamsuf. Until their lips wore out from saying "die," from saying enough, Gorom lahem lasis alakei zahav, that caused them to make alakei zahav, as we have at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, where you have the place for di zahav, where Rashi mentioned the same point over there. So Moshe used it as a toichacha to the Jewish people, because you had so much gold is why you made an eagle. But now, on the other hand, to Hashem, he's using it as a limud schus on the Jewish people, which is, by the way, of course, how it has to be. We know, for examples from many Goli Yisrael down to and including our Rebbe, that when it comes to you're talking to the Jewish people, you have to tell them what's right and what's wrong, and tell them you're doing wrong and such. But when you're talking to the Eidosh, you're always malamud schus on the Jewish people, and that's exactly what Moshe did with the very same words dizahav over here. So the point is, according to Rabbi Akiva, he's not saying Vayasu Lahem Alakei Zahav as vidui, but rather he's saying it as a limud schus on the Jewish people. So he says you can't learn from there that you have to specify the Aveda, and in fact, according to him, you don't need to specify. It's enough to say Chatos. In Shulchan Aruch, it brings, the halacha is technically like Rabbi Akiva. You could just say Chatosi of Visi Poshaiti and you Yotze. However, it is better to say the details. Again, Al-Chet doesn't really count as the details, because everybody says the same thing, so therefore it would have to be a person has to mention the specific Aveda that he himself knows that he did. Okay. Yeah, if I remember correctly, that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that lachta chilul, the miyaved you are yotzer just by saying chatos, you obviously pashaiti, but lachta chilul you should say more. So that's how it is. Yeah. So he says, "Im le peret es hatov." If you just said stam hatosi yotzi, then it's mitzvah. Lachatchilam nochem lefarit es achet and say it because that way he's more embarrassed in front of the Eibishter for his averus, and he really has more regret. And this way he'll have a deep felt regret. He should do it belachash again because we said it's not covered of the Eibishter to do it. But Rabin, and even then, even when it was a chet meforsem, he could say it quietly if he wants. And again, al chet is not considered poret hatov, so that he can say it out loud. And that's and if a person wants to do the proper way, then he should mention his specific avims. Okay, yom yom Mashiach Geula, that's Chavis. And Chassidus it talks about why was Sdoim completely destroyed, unlike other times and places where people did terrible avedus and they weren't. Because the way they acted in Sdoim was the opposite of Sholem and Achdus, so they were like Olam HaToyu. In Toyu, every sphere stands by itself. They're all like branches out. They're all like branches of a tree that just each branch out in their own direction. And so therefore, Sdoim and Amora is like Shvira of Olam HaToyu. So I'm an Aslidness that Hashem is destroying in order to create. In that case, in the case of Toyu, it was in order to create the Olam HaToyu. Now, Chazal say on it, Matsosi David Abdi, when the Pasuk says, Hashem says, I found my servant David, where did he find him? In Sdoim, because ultimately you have Loit and his daughters were there, and from them came Moyav, and then from Moyav comes Ruos, etc. What do you mean? How David, Malcolm, Mashiach should have a connection with Sdoim? That's because deep down in Sdoim, you have the concept of Odus de Toyu, and now you have the Gilui of it. So therefore, Matsosi Yosef is Sdoim, because that's the idea of David, Malcolm, Mashiach, is to reveal the odors of Tohu that are beyond any measurement and any limitation and bring them down into Kalim the Tikkun. Continuing with halachas of Kiddush. If a person made Kiddush on a cup thinking that it was wine and it turned out it was some other liquid, then he makes he says Kiddush again on wine. If, though, he had wine, at least a revius of wine, on the table or nearby, and he planned to drink wine during the Suda, then he would not make Kiddush again, and Al Tadeva adds he wouldn't make Bar Priya Goffin again, because even though he didn't actually make on a cup of wine, the wine was there, and he had at least a revius, and he has every intention of drinking it, so it's considered like he made Kiddush on the wine. What about if it wasn't there on the table, but he has wine at home, and he plans to drink wine during the Suda? Then he wouldn't say the Bracha Bar Priya Goffin again, he would just say the Bracha Asher Kiddushanu by the night Kiddush. What about another possibility? Suppose that the cup contained beer or mashka or something else, which is hamay medina. Then in all cases, he doesn't make kiddush again. He just says shahakol and drinks. There are also places where they have the minhag that first they wash, then they make kiddush, then they say hamotzi. So then also you wouldn't make kiddush again. Then he would just say hamotzi because then it's considered like he's just making kiddush on grain.